Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss Does I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. For the last three...
What? Jordan is in the final, William. Come on, put some oomph into it.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss Does I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. For the last 3 weeks, this has been the official home for those who wish to get behind Jordan and support him during his time away on primetime television. Usually, we're a podcast where Jordan North and I help you navigate the problems of modern life, often with our contrasting views, but recently things have been a tad different. Now, we have all done so well so far, but we cannot give up. Now, your country needs Eugene Devers. One more push to get him through as far as he can get in the final, hopefully to win it. Please, everyone who can vote, you can do it 5 times for free on the I'm a Celebrity app. I am William Hansen, Jordan's very good friend, usually an etiquette coach and author. I'm more rhinestone, Jordan's more cyclone. Yes, last night it was that trial that everyone has been telling me about. That actually happened. And I do actually have a minor apology to make here. Earlier in the week, when I spoke to former Queen of the Jungle Scarlett Moffat, I compared the cyclone to a night out in Soho. Now, having watched the trial in action, I can actually see it's nothing like that. Instead, it was four celebrities competing to get stars while being covered in slimy gunk, blown from every angle, their knees buckling as sizable balls slapped them in the face. Worlds apart. And I regret my words. And talking of things I regret, hello, producer Ben.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God.
And what a night.
Oh, my goodness, mate. Gian Divas, we are in the final. We have supported Jordan through these 3 weeks, and I am just so excited for tonight. And it's nothing to do with the gin and debonair or two I've had already, so... Oh, my God.
It's going to be a pretty exciting night, and not only Jordan in the final... I shall officially be having a picky tea.
You're having a picky tea. I don't know what is more exciting than William Hansen having a picky tea, but somehow there is something more exciting in the form of Jordan North on primetime ITV on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the final. How did you feel in that moment that Jordan was announced in a very nerve-wracking way that he was to be in the final of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Well, and Ant and Dec know what they're doing because it was a roller coaster. It was,
oh, goodness gracious.
They announced, they went, Jordan, it could be you. And at that point I went, because, you know, based on precedent, and I stopped breathing. And I thought, I'm going to have to practice my, it's fine. Face. And then when they started doing it for all three of them, I thought, oh, okay, they're either going to go, it's the three of you, and not the person who they named last. Mm. And then again, I started breathing again, but very fast. And then when they then announced who it wasn't going to be, and that person was Shane, I cried.
You weren't alone in that.
Basically.
You were not alone in that.
It was a dignified cry.
Always.
But it was a cry nonetheless. We weren't quite at full-scale finale of Mary Poppins cry.
Oh, come on.
I have a feeling tonight, if things go in a certain way that we would all hope, It might be Jordan up on those wires floating across the audience's heads, and thus I will be... It'll be like the cyclone, to be perfectly honest. It'll all come flooding down.
Your face will be like the cyclone. I mean, I've screamed a lot in the last 3 weeks. I haven't talked about it often, but...
And how about the show?
The noises that came out of my mouth when I just knew that Jordan was in the final. My goodness.
Can I just also apologise to my neighbours above me?
I know!
Because both Mikey and I gave out a loud scream. And Mikey, you know, Mikey got, yeah, got a long set of lungs on him. He gives a loud scream. And I am slightly worried...
Yes!
Something like that.
I am slightly worried that the police might come around thinking there's been a murder. But we're so, so happy. And actually, the nicest thing, actually, probably what set me off, I think, before they even got to the vote... although it was a bit emotional during the cyclone because of all the sort of the filmic music that they were putting underneath it and the people battling against adversity. And I thought, oh gosh, if 2020 was a metaphor, this is the metaphor. And what I thought was lovely was actually Shane in particular, always like Shane.
Mm, always.
Saying that, never a bad word about him. Actually sort of saying and acknowledging that Jordan had come so far and progressed. And I think it's all very well you and me and all the lovely people on Twitter, RG and Divas and my mother and everybody that's watching that I know saying nice things. But when you actually see the people with whom Jordan has been associating with for 3 weeks and basically have been his support, his friendship circle, his relationship for the last 3 weeks, that heightens the emotion, because you know they are there. They're not sort of a degrees removed. They are living and breathing inside those walls as well as Jordan. And I think I was also quite emotional because it's coming to an end, and I'll miss watching Jordan be as entertaining as he has been. It's been marvelous.
It's gonna leave a hole in our lives, not only between 9 and 10 to 10:30. I think. Just knowing that you've got that there in the evening, that you've got Jordan North being an absolute fool in the most lovably cute way possible. It's just, I mean, the amount of times people have said this year has been tough, it's too many times. Obviously, we all know how difficult it's been at times. But yeah, these last 3 weeks have definitely been a highlight. And regardless of what happens tonight, I think we'll both be in absolute pieces, to be honest. I know you, I know I, and we are emotional men.
You're so emotional, you're not using the right grammar, but we'll let you off that one.
You didn't have to mention that time. You could have let that go, and you can't even do that. I'm getting quite serious, quite emotional on microphone, and you just have to do that.
We've talked for about what feels like half an hour. We haven't done a toast. Let's do a toast. Let's toast the final three. Giovanna, Vernon, and of course, Jordan. The final three.
The final three, no clinking.
No clinking. Very common. Very common. Even if you're in the castle in Wales, you shouldn't really clink. Let's talk about last night's episode. Obviously, the big thing was the cyclone, which we will come on to. But before that, Jordan was involved in a castle coin challenge. He hasn't been involved in one of those for a while. He was off with Vernon. It was Vernon and Mini-Me to a certain extent. And off they went, and they ended up dressing as elves. Not everyone could wear green. Jordan seemed to pull it off. And they look quite cute as little festive elves. I think Jordan would have looked cuter when he was in his sort of clean-shaven form as an elf. I don't really see in my head elves with facial hair.
I don't think many people would have agreed with you on that sort of specific point. I did notice my girlfriend sitting next to me saying, Jordan North looks fit in green on the group chat that we're both in during that little Castle Coin challenge. So I think there'll be a few people that disagree with the fact that he looks better without a beard. Because I think he looks good in a beard. They did look like Vernon, Buddy the Elf, and Jordan, whatever the other elf is called in Elf, the movie, in that trial. And I mean, we've talked for the last couple of days, when they've gone to do the trials, maybe this one isn't for Jordan. I think dressing up as an elf and being quite cute is definitely Jordan.
Absolutely. And different things, sort of, they had to wrap different toys, translate them from the Welsh. They had to wrap them with mitts on, cooking mitts, basically, or what looked like gloves, which obviously made it slightly harder. Jordan was there answering the telephone. Not going to lie, was very disappointed that we didn't get a bouquet residence, Lady of the House speaking, or anything like that. I feel... I feel... Can I say this? I feel because he's maybe been away from me for 3 weeks and my...
That's the reason.
...influence, that perhaps his... The camp... Oh, it's still quite camp. But the camper end of Jordan's comedy references have perhaps gone. So we'll have to be force-feeding him camp when he comes back, because... But although, again, for benefit of doubt, he could have answered the phone like that and they cut it, because we didn't have all 10 answers of the phone.
I was going to say, it's the editing, William. It's the editing, darling.
It is the editing. And you know, if everything fails for him, he would... What that trial proved is he'd be good in a call centre. Very nice telephone manner. Said his name clearly.
He did! I thought the same. He was very good on the phone.
Santa's Grotto, Jordan speaking.
He's wasted as a presenter.
And they did win the coins. However, the other campmates didn't get the question right, so they didn't win chocolate, orange or mince pies. Now, Mikey, rather controversially, shouted out at that point, ugh, neither.
That is controversial.
Probably mince pies I would go with.
I'd choose chocolate orange. I love a chocolate orange. Not a huge mince pie fan.
And then we got to the cyclone. The bit that everybody has been talking about. Oof. Wow, yes, it was epic. Before they even left the castle, they had to change into their costumes, which were sort of faux, what I call like a stag night interpretation of what a medieval banquet might have been. And Jordan was in green again. Again, not everyone can wear green, and decided to call himself Lord of the North. An interesting fact, and Deck appealed to my stats knowledge here, the 400th trial that programme has ever done.
And you've watched every one of them. You've been there from the start.
Feels like it. And what I was slightly disappointed, the one disappointment with the cyclone is that Deck was saying because it was the 400th and it was the 20th anniversary, they had made the challenge more fiery.
Mm.
And I thought, wow, this is going to be great. They're going to be putting a flamethrower up their bottoms. No, it was just fire on the side. And I thought that was slightly disappointing.
Oh, my goodness, eh?
Like that, no one cares about what goes on around the periphery.
It's all about the show. It's the sizzle, not the sausage.
Right.
You can't...
Well...
I loved it. I thought it looked amazing. And it looked really cold, despite the fieriness of it. And it lived up to my expectations. And I know that you enjoyed it, because you had quite the emotional reaction to it in the end.
I did. That's when the waterworks began. I welled up at that point, a single tear rolling down my beautifully soft, well-moisturised cheek.
Cinematically.
Yes. But then later on in the episode is when quite a few more tears... came, but the cyclone is what started it, and then yes, Shane went off. He went, leaving the final three. Now today, our special guest slot is devoted to the most special guest of them all, Jordan. We'll be taking you through some of our top moments from Jordan in the castle, giving you that extra impetus, that extra persuasion if you needed it, as to why you should vote for Jordan tonight to win I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and Be Crowned King of the Castle. We'll be going through those in just a moment.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is an introduction to the podcast that gets a flavour for your neighbour.
Peering over the fence when things have got tense.
With the most outrageous tales of your next door fails.
The time has come for you to listen to
Score Next Door.
My name's Rich Williams.
And I'm Emma Jones.
Score Next Door is our brand new podcast.
And we think you're going to love it.
Hopefully a bit more than you love your neighbours.
There's a new episode every Wednesday, so search for us wherever you listen to your podcast to find out what all the fuss is about.
And if you do love your neighbours, you might as well listen to the people that hate theirs.
Yeah, why not?
Welcome back, and here we go with our top moments as to why Jordan North, hopefully tonight, will be crowned King of the Castle. His time in the I'm a Celebrity Castle has nearly come to an end, but we still need your votes, please. We'll tell you more about how to vote later on. We think it's time to remember some of our favourite moments from his time away. We could do a whole series of podcasts about all the moments. We sort of just did. But here are some of our best bits of Jordan that we think will live longest in all of our memories. Up first is Jordan just after he was told he would have to abseil down a cliff. It feels 5 years ago. It was only 3 weeks ago. And it was indeed only 5 minutes after he was introduced to us on primetime ITV.
Are you actually that nervous?
I'm all right.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I can't believe I was sick. I've only been here 5 minutes and I'm puking up already.
Did you think when you watched that all those Sundays ago, Ben, that we would still be here, that this podcast, we knew that we were going to be doing a week and a half, but did you really realise that Jordan's popularity would soar so much that he would get into the final?
I mean, to be quite honest with you, I thought he was going to get back in that sort of Land Rover or whatever it is and take themselves to Burnley, because that's what he joked about. And then he threw up on top of the cliff and I thought he was about to get out of there. But here we are 3 weeks later. He's somehow still there and doing... He's just been through such a journey. Amazing. But yeah, that sound of vomit coming from his mouth will never leave my mind. It is quite horrific, but also quite brilliant.
And it wasn't long before Jordan gifted us yet another iconic moment. This time he'd made it into the castle, but he'd been voted to do the Viper Vault with Shane. Perhaps, and indeed, probably, due to being sick on a cliff. And Jordan wasn't too happy about the prospect of being locked in a box underground to get the stars for the camp.
Should we think of turf ball? Burnley, you said get the happy place.
I can't.
What kind of thing? What is it you think you can't do?
This snake's coming out there. I'm claustrophobic. I can't do it. I can't.
Are you sure? Do you want to just give it a go?
I can't.
What are you worried about? What are you worried about?
I can't do it.
But thanks to a tip from his eldest brother, Ryan, Jordan transported himself to Turf Moor, to his happy place.
Right, 25!
OK, hold on.
I'm not looking.
Right.
I'm not looking. OK.
Yeah, right, 25.
OK, left, 45!
OK, I've done it.
OK, right, 55! Right, 55!
Yeah!
Left 15! Oh, happy place, Turf Moor.
Is that a happy place?
I'm not sure.
Got it!
Well done, guys, that's one star!
I mean, can you get more iconic than happy place?
Probably not. I mean, it works so... It's such a nice two words. You're in your happy place t-shirt. I'm going to wear mine for my picky tea later on. I've just washed it. You never know. I always wash clothes before I wear them after I buy them because I just think it's nicer, it's slightly more hygienic. Did you wash that?
Is that your happy place, thinking about washing? We're talking about Jordan, not your washing.
Happy place. Lenore. that's quite good. Let's see if anyone does a t-shirt for that. But yeah, it's a great, great catchphrase. I think, you know, again, it's very 2020, it's very now. And it can be applied to anything. It can be a t-shirt, it can be a football stadium. It's going to be a great phrase that lives on for Jordan.
That is not going to escape him. It's not going to escape UK culture. I genuinely believe that that is going to be around forever. Like, anything scary anyone ever does. Like, next series of I'm a Celeb, one of the celebrities will do it in a reference to what Jordan did in his trial, and that is amazing.
Now, if the Viper Vault was a low point for Jordan, a definite high point for him was the night at the Castle Inn. And I'm not just talking about his voice, when he stepped up for karaoke.
Jordan, do not do karaoke. Jordan, you can't sing. Jordan, you can't dance. Don't do karaoke.
And I learned how to get along, and so you're back from outer space. I just wanted to pack you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed your stupid mind.
Jordan's solo was interesting.
a great, great song. One of my favourite songs, even when sung off key. And a lovely one. I would like to know, I want to ask Jordan, did they have a say in what they were singing? Could they sort of just sort of talk up to the sky and go, I want this song? Or was there a list they selected? Or did they just start? I want to know who chose I Will Survive. I think I know.
Who else chose I Will Survive? He obviously chose I Will Survive. Come on, William. Don't be silly.
True. But it was great. That made me very... That I beamed from ear to ear when he started singing that. That was a lovely, lovely moment to see.
Mm.
And Jordan flew through the only trial that he had to do on his own with hardly a whimper. A huge difference from the Viper Vault. It was when he returned from the trapdoor trial, however, that the fun really began.
I only got 12. I'm absolutely buzzing. Let me tell you, there is no better feeling than coming back to camp on your own and telling all your campmates that you've got 12 stars. Their reaction was better than what I imagined. I'm elated. I'm so happy.
But even in moments of jubilation, Jordan still finds an opportunity to make everyone laugh.
Celebrities, as a result of Jordan winning 12 stars... you guys, you have Squirrel.
Yes!
With Prickly Nightshade, Carnival Squash, Jumbo Shit Take... Jumbo shiitake, ginger and dragon fruit for dessert. Enjoy.
Only Jordan North could call them shiitake mushrooms and get away with it.
I mean, Jordan has mispronounced his fair share of words in the script of this podcast that I've written, but I think this one might take the biscuit.
Yes, I think so. I think so. I mean, as I said to Nick Grimshaw when we had him on the podcast, I love my personal favourite, aside from I'm a Celebrity, is when he pronounced Ilfracombe as Ilfracombe. I think that's particularly good. And there are so many when, you know, he confuses words. We haven't seen a lot of him confusing words in the castle when he sort of uses one word when he means another. But shit take mushrooms... Again, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I literally had to have shit take mushrooms because of that, and I don't even like mushrooms.
Have you eaten them yet?
Yeah, of course I did. I'm not going to waste mushrooms. They were there. They need to be eaten. But goodness me, I didn't enjoy them. And all for a joke. All for a silly little photo that I posted on Twitter.
It's like a bush took a trial for yourself.
It was.
Great memories. Some of them feel months ago. Others feel like they were only yesterday, because they were. Can I take a moment to talk about myself here?
Yeah.
And my seminal trip to Iceland, the state visit to Iceland, not the country. I was very toasty. In fact, if anything, I was too warm going around it. It wasn't as cold as I predicted. I did dress accordingly because I didn't want to catch hypothermia in between the aisles. I thought that would be a shame. What a marvellous career ruined. And there I am, a little frosticle in amongst the mini quiches.
To me, it looked like you were literally dressed for a trip to Iceland. I thought you were going to sort of present your passport out of nowhere to me and be like, where's the plane?
I'll be honest, it served three purposes, Ben. To keep me warm, to keep me COVID secure, and also to keep me unseen. I felt with the hood up, with the mask on, and just my beautiful sort of greeny blue eyes peeping through, no one would know it was me.
You're a disgrace. And also, you didn't even say hi to me until we literally got to Iceland. You were that embarrassed of me. I was like walking along, and then it turns out that you were there behind me all the whole time. Wink face.
Well, you didn't notice me. My disguise worked.
Well, exactly. There we go.
We need to just say what we walked past. One shop away from Iceland. It's a whole new world. There's a Waitrose.
Yes. Well, life isn't easy, I'm afraid. And walking past Waitrose to go to Iceland, obviously for you, isn't easy. But it's all in aid of a wonderful Picketty that you're going to definitely enjoy tonight. Some of my highlights from our little trip to Iceland, I just wanted to run them through. You said they do veg.
Yes, first thing you see.
William didn't even know that Iceland does veg.
First thing you see in this particular branch of Iceland.
You also asked, do they take card? It's the 21st century. They take card.
Yes, but I have been in certain shops of a similar ilk that have a cash-only policy, which if they had done that, I would have got very cross because I hate people that insist on taking cash, and I hate it even more now because it's not COVID secure.
You took special interest, really special interest, in the large meat joints.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
That piqued my interest.
Couldn't get you out of that particular freezer, could we?
No, sadly, Sam Thompson not in that freezer cabinet.
And then the highlight for all G&D was everywhere was we were walking around and you were like, Do they sell alcohol in Iceland? And I was like, yeah, I think so. I think they've got a few beers, probably a couple of bottles of vodka, of brandy. Do they sell Dubonnet? I mean, we've got a D shortage in the country. Iceland's around the nation definitely don't have Dubonnet, I am afraid. I wish they did, and they should do, and maybe one day they will, but at the moment...
They're missing out.
Iceland do not sell bottles of Dubonnet. But it was a very fun trip, wasn't it?
It was. I just thought there might be a frozen D around the corner with some stalactites pointing off it. I wondered if that was what I was going to see, but alas.
Dreams sometimes don't come true.
And we bought all sorts of things. I did get, instead of turkey dinosaurs, obviously one of Jordan's favourite things as a child, and indeed as an adult, to eat, next door to turkey dinosaurs, in the adjacent freezer cabinet, were turkey unicorns, which I felt were a bit more inclusive.
They're a bit more you. I think we both sort of looked into the freezer, opened up the door, looked in, and I saw the turkey dinosaurs. Like, here we go. That's exactly what we need. You need the turkey dinosaurs. And then we both saw the unicorns. I think what we did was inspect the back of the packet to see if they actually contained turkey. Because we weren't quite sure if they definitely did, but they do. So you'll enjoy them later on tonight. But yes, we both said, this is what you need. So you're going to enjoy some unicorns later on tonight, as usual.
Bought some mini quiches. Sorry, Scarlett Moffat.
Yes, some vol-au-vents.
I can't wait. I'm going to, turn the... What was very interesting is it says all our dishes can be cooked at 180 degrees.
Love that. So useful. Just, they're always thinking, those people at Iceland. They're not only thinking, they're also listening. Because the most amazing thing has happened, William, that I need to tell you about.
Right.
Yesterday.
Oh, your voice has gone very, very high and emotional. What?
I actually hit the big time because not in the Sexed My Boss account, on the Twitter account of my own personal choosing, I got a DM from a very exclusive account with a blue tick next to it and also a ice emoji and Iceland foods before the frost emoji.
Tell me more.
Saying, hi Ben, we heard you and William discussing trying the infamous picky tea on Help I Sexed My Boss podcast with Jordan. As the UK leaders in freezer tapas, we'd love to send you some to enjoy your first ever picky tea. Would you be interested? Yes, I would. The most hilarious thing is, throughout this week that we've been talking about you going to Iceland and picking up some food for your picky tea, people have been tweeting me or the podcast and DMing the podcast saying, oh, Ben, don't worry about going to Iceland. Iceland deliver. And I was like, I don't care about that. The whole fun is in William going to Iceland. And here we come, the end of the week. And what are Iceland doing? They are delivering. So you didn't even need to go to Iceland, the supermarket, but you did. And it's brilliant. And I'm so excited for my picky tea.
I love the range of how many octaves your voice went through in over the last 3 minutes.
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever dealt with so many emotions in the space of about 12 hours as I have done very recently. So, oh God, I need to settle down. I don't know how I'm going to settle down before the final. I'm probably just going to keep absolutely smashing G&Ds until we get there, but let's see how it goes.
I probably need to go and preheat my oven in preparation for my own picky tea, but G&Divas, you are more than welcome. I can't believe I'm saying this. You are more than welcome to join me in your own homes with your own picky teas ahead of the final tonight. If I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Jordan is in the final three. So get whatever beige freezer food out. Maybe pop in a vegetable so you're not having real stomach cramps sitting on the lavatory the next day.
No vegetables, just beige. No vegetables, just beige. Ignore William. Just get beige out.
Do carrots count? They're sort of, they tone.
No, no, they're not beige. Just get the beige out and let's all celebrate with Jordan. Come on, this is the time. Beige is beautiful. We're all coming together and we're going to do a picky tea.
Share your photographs on social media at SextedMyBoss. Pop the hashtag GetBehindJordan. But most importantly, if you can't do a picky tea, if you can't do anything else tonight, all you can do for us, please, is vote for Jordan using the ITV app. You get 5 free votes a day, or you can use a short number to call from your mobile or a long number to call from your white slimline telephone with last number redial landline, whichever you would like to do. Gene Divas, rather than giving the last few words to producer Ben, we thought we would give the last words to some of the special guests that have joined us over the last 3 weeks with their good luck messages for our Jordan.
I think if Jordan gives everything a good go, even though he's scared, people are going to fall in love with him.
I think this experience will do him a lot of good. It will sort of make him not so frightened of everything. I gather he's frightened in a lift. You're getting on well with people. You're well on the way to that crown and king of the castle.
Jordan, buddy, best of luck. Just keep doing what you're doing, helping out in camp and shaving your tash. You'll do well.
Mate, I'm seriously impressed by some of the stuff you've done, and I know how scared you were of pretty much everything, and the fact that you've overcome that and done it with such grace and humility and warmth has been brilliant.
It's nice to see that sort of vulnerable side to him, and he ain't afraid to be himself.
He's been absolutely charming. I think he's just handled it brilliantly. He's made people laugh. He laughs at himself. And you have given us all a light till this year. You've made it very special, and we all love you for that.
Whatever happens, even if he left now, he is a star in the eyes of the nation.
Good luck, Jordan, and keep doing what you're doing, because apart from the little mini vom, which we forgive you for, you are smashing it.
Good luck, Jordan. I really do hope you win it.
You stole in my heart. Just keep being you, and I just enjoy the experience, man. It's been a pleasure watching you, and I really, really hope you win.
Jordan, love you to bits. So proud of you. 3 ticks. Stay warm, stay safe, and stay in, because my new kitchen needs you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.